Hello and welcome to the Austin Bulldogs audio reading of one of our stories. This story was written by editor Ken Martin, and that's me reading you the story now. Rodriguez faces long odds in SD14 runoff. Rematch election date not yet determined. When the final election results were in for both Travis and Bastrop counties, former Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart inched ahead of State Representative Eddie Rodriguez by another 446 votes. That brought her final results to 49.74%, still not enough to claim an outright win for the Senate District 14 seat vacated by Kirk Watson. A total of 1,264 votes were added to the election night results for the two counties as mail ballots were tallied. In final results, Rodriguez finished behind Eckhart by nearly 16 points. Filling Watson's Senate seat would not have required a runoff between the two Democrats had it not been for the last-minute entry of former Austin City Council member Don Zimmerman. The Republican jumped into the Senate race after losing out on a state representative runoff by a single vote. Overall, Zimmerman got nearly 13% of the votes. He won in Bastrop County with nearly 39% of the votes, dropping out of the runoff an option. Ronnie Reynolds did it first in Austin's mayoral election of 1997. Then Beverly Griffith did it in 2002 when she sought re-election. And Chris Riley did it in the 2014 in the election that established geographic districts. All three were incumbent council members who lagged behind in Austin's general elections. As second-place finishers, they qualified for a runoff. All three instead folded their campaigns. Would Rodriguez take a graceful exit and bow out as of the runoff? Nope, not going to happen. We are proud of the campaign we ran in the special election and look forward to a spirited fight in the runoff, said Nick Meir, Rodriguez's campaign manager. The Austin Bulldogs' analysis of voting results indicates that Rodriguez faces long odds to beat Eckhart in a runoff. For one thing, the analysis shows that Eckhart carried 7 of the 15 voting precincts located within Rodriguez's District 14, House District 14. He carried the same number of boxes, but overall Eckhart won more votes, 4,064 to 3,895. The fact that Eckhart got more votes in a House district that that Rodriguez has represented for 19 years seems daunting, but his campaign manager said Eckhart, as a county judge, represented 94% of the Senate district and only got 49% of the vote. We projected a high turnout, Meir said, but in the actual turnout of more than 121,000 exceeded expectations. It became a name ID contest, which clearly favored Eckhart, who until recently presided over the highly visible Travis County Commissioner's Court for nearly 6 years, until she resigned to run for the Senate. In addition, she took the lead with Austin Mayor Steve Adler in responding to the pandemic. County Clerk Dana DeBeauvoir told the Austin Bulldog this morning that the Travis County Commissioner's Court will canvass the election results at its meeting this afternoon. Then she will forward results to the Texas Secretary of State, where they will be merged with the Bastrop County results and ultimately go to Governor Greg Abbott. Once the governor approves, the runoff date can be set. Rodriguez's hardest election till now. In his first bid for public office in 2002, Rodriguez had a tough time getting elected as state representative in District 51, which encompasses East and Southeast Travis County. He ran in a field of 6 candidates that included former Travis County Commissioner Marcus DeLeon, East Austin businessman Sam Guzman, attorney Mary Luisa Lulu Flores, and 2 others. Rodriguez placed a distant second to Flores in the general election, where she led 38% to his 23%. In the runoff, DeLeon and neighborhood organization El Concilio endorsed Flores, the Austin Chronicle reported. Guzman and environmental organizations endorsed Rodriguez, who went on to win the runoff with 52% of the 4,680 votes cast. In years since, Rodriguez went unchallenged in the Democratic primaries until 2020, which is when he won with nearly 80% of the votes. In previous years, he easily dispatched a variety of third-party candidates in the November general elections. Now he's trying to move from the House to Senate and serve out Watson's unexpired term through 2022. And for the first time, he faces a veteran elected opponent. In terms of percentages, Rodriguez being down by nearly 16% doesn't sound insurmountable. After all, he was down 15% and came back to beat Flores in 2002. Still, his campaign tries to put a good face on a bad situation. The day after the March 14th special election, Rodriguez issued a statement ending with this: "Today is the day for us to celebrate, and then the hard work begins anew tomorrow. Owe a great debt of gratitude to all my supporters, but more importantly to my wife Christine and my family. I would also like to thank my incredible campaign team who put in untold hours of hard work in the most difficult and stressful conditions to pull off the best campaign Texas has seen in decades. But the so-called best campaign in decades came up considerably short. The fact that he outspent Eckhart by more than 3-1 in the special election and dumped an incredible $405,000 into media buys leading up to that election indicates he has a serious problem. Given that Rodriguez can easily retreat to District 51 seat and enjoy the seniority of nearly 20 years in the House, one must wonder why he doesn't just throw in the towel and forego the pain and expense of a runoff. Rodriguez isn't quitting. We're in it to win," said Rodriguez's campaign manager, Nick Meyer. "Eddie won't back down." From his perspective, just getting into the runoff was a big achievement. "We are proud of the campaign we ran in the special election and look forward to a spirited fight in the runoff," Meyer said. That pride comes from preventing Eckhart's outright victory because, as Travis County judge, he represented, quote, 94% of the Senate district and got only 49% of the vote, Meyer said. Rodriguez's House district represents District 51 represents only 6% of the Senate district, he said. Meyer said that he expects Rodriguez will have a resource advantage in the SD14 runoff, just as he did in the special election. Eckhart's campaign responds: "Both campaigns are catching their breath before going hot and heavy into the runoff, which won't occur before September and could be delayed until early October. Eckhart is pushing ahead. I am raising money, gathering endorsements, and my team is ready for a runoff," she said in a text message. "At the same time, I'll keep working on the challenges we face that aren't standing still while we resolve this political contest." As to clarify what was meant by challenges, Eckhart said, "COVID cases are climbing. Trump has deployed federal troops to American cities to suppress political speech, and our number of triple-digit days are increasing due to climate change. These are just some of the challenges we face. I will do my best to gather talent and attention to address them while also attending to the runoff." Thank you for listening to the Austin Bulldogs audio reading of Rodriguez Faces Long Odds and SD14 Runoff. This audio feature will be an ongoing feature of the Austin Bulldog with coming stories. Thanks again for listening, and come back to hear more good stories from the Austin Bulldog. Bye-bye.